This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading synopses of some of the articles published by JNS Spine on January 3rd, 2014. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are oncology, the lumbar spine, and trauma. Creation of false pedicles and a neopelvis for lumbopelvic reconstruction following en bloc resection of an iliosacral chondrosarcoma with lumbar spine extension. A technical note by Ehud Mendel and colleagues. En bloc resection with negative tumor margins remains the principal treatment option for control or cure of primary pelvic chondrosarcomas, as current adjuvant therapies remain ineffective. Iliosacral chondrosarcomas with involvement of the sciatic notch are very challenging tumors. However, when there exists concomitant lumbar extension requiring resection of the pedicles to maintain negative surgical margins, transpedicular screw fixation is not possible, making reconstruction of the lumbopelvic junction extremely challenging. In this paper, a patient with an iliosacral chondrosarcoma with lumbar spine extension is presented to illustrate a novel lumbopelvic spinal construct. Following combined external pelvectomy and hemisacrectomy with contralateral L3 to L5 hemilaminectomy and ipsilateral pediculotomy, bicortical transvertebral body screws were substituted for the missing pedicles, resulting in the creation of false pedicles. These were further supplemented with an autologous vascularized fibular strut graft from the amputated lower limb and applied to the lateral aspect of the vertebral bodies. The creation of false pedicles allowed for a robust reconstruction of the lumbopelvic junction, including maintaining pelvic ring integrity with a neopelvis, creating a functional, load-bearing construct adequate for early mobilization and ambulation. The authors also discuss the biomechanical dynamics of this unique construct. Comparative effectiveness of surgical versus non-operative management of unilateral, non-displaced subaxial cervical spine facet fractures without evidence of spinal cord injury. A clinical article by Bizhan Arabi and co-authors. Facet joints are major stabilizers of cervical motion segments, allowing for effortless and pain-free multidimensional cervical spine movements. Unilateral, non-displaced subaxial facet fractures do not meet the conventional criteria for spinal instability under physiological loads. The authors attempted to identify the predictors of failure in the management of 25 isolated, non-displaced, subaxial facet fractures. The mean age of the patients was 38 years. 19 were male. 21 of the fractures were the result of either motor vehicle accidents or falls. The mean motor score on the American Spinal Injury Association scale was 99.2. The mean subaxial injury classification severity score was 3. Subaxial facet fractures involved C7 in 17 patients, C6 in 7, and C3 in 1. 10 of 25 patients, or 40%, in this investigation underwent unsuccessful management, 9 in the non-operated group and 1 in the operated group. None of the conventional demographic, clinical imaging or injury severity variables, morphology classifications, and instability checklists could predict failure rate and long-term subluxation in these cases. Yet, 9 of 15 non-operated patients failed to attain fusion after a follow-up of 3 weeks to 3 months and required revision surgeries. Only 1 of the 10 surgically managed facet fractures failed at the level of fusion. This study supports the superiority of surgical stabilization of isolated subaxial non-displaced unilateral facet fractures. Biomechanics of lateral lumbar interbody fusion constructs with lateral and posterior plate fixation. A laboratory investigation by Guy Rutledge Fogel and co-workers. The authors found increased stiffness with the supplemental use of lateral plate fixation or posterior spinous process plate fixation, or both in combination, with a laterally inserted interbody cage. Previously, they have shown that lateral inserted interbody cages significantly increase stiffness compared to other cages. In the current study, they investigated the stiffness of the interbody cage with a combination of posterior plate and lateral plate fixation. They compare this technique to bilateral pedicle screw fixation. They used 10 spines and evaluated using multidirectional non-destructive moments. A standalone interbody cage significantly increased stiffness with respect to intact inflection extension. The addition of a lateral plate to the interbody cage significantly increased stiffness in lateral bending and axial rotation. The cage and plate were not statistically different from bilateral pedicle screw fixation in lateral bending. Supplemental fixation using a posterior plate was not significantly different from bilateral pedicle screw fixation in flexion extension. The combination of a lateral plate and a spinous process plate was not statistically different from bilateral pedicle screw fixation in all modes. The authors conclude that a combined lateral and spinous process plate to supplement a laterally inserted interbody cage achieves stiffness in all modes similar to that of bilateral pedicle screws. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.